So let's move on now, talk a little bit about ALL. First, maybe you can provide a little bit of a broad perspective on what you see as some of the more important developments in the disease. And I'm particularly interested in the issue of older patients. I see you were part of a paper talking about that.
So the way you phrase that question, I think, just introduces the main challenge of ALL, because ALL is a disease of predominantly children, pediatric population. And in that patient population, it carries currently a very good prognosis. The large majority of children who are diagnosed with B-cell ALL do well and survive. And many of them do not need bone marrow transplant. Things change as you get older and diagnosed with B-cell ALL. And thankfully, it's not as common in adults for that reason. Folks who are older with ALL tend to have a higher likelihood of having high-risk molecular and chromosomal features, such as a Philadelphia chromosome, such as an MLL rearrangement. Obviously, they're less likely because of comorbidities or other types of functional limitations to tolerate chemotherapy. Older folks, especially in their teens and 20s and maybe 30s, tend to be less compliant on average. Of course, there are exceptions to treatment. There is this idea and theory that children are oftentimes brought to the office to get their treatment by their parents, whereas adults are left to their own devices to misbehave, especially when they're in remission and feel better. So all these things, I think, are contributory to the overall picture which we see, which is a much lower rate of remission and a much lower survival, south of 50% in older ALL patients, and that is something that has become an increasing challenge. As far as treatment of ALL, the general approach traditionally or historically has been multi-agent chemotherapy, and there's various formulations out there. You can use HyperCVAD, you can use a CLGB regimen. In recent years, especially in folks who are younger, we call them adolescent and young adult patients, you can use a pediatric-inspired or a pediatric-derived multi-agent chemotherapy regimen, and those folks do significantly better than traditional adult regimens, suggesting that the intensive nature of pediatric regimens perhaps then translates into improved outcomes. And what are these intensive regimens? Where they're much more likely to include high doses of steroids for longer periods of time and increased and more liberal use of asparaginase. Nevertheless, these things cause toxicity in many patients. You know, you're much less likely to tolerate asparaginase when you're older. You're much less likely to tolerate steroids when you're older. But intensifying treatment for ALL has translated into better outcomes. And that applies across the board in ALL, and specifically in patients who have Philadelphia chromosome positive disease. We have seen in recent years that the addition of tyrosine kinase inhibitors such as imatinib and dasatinib and now ponatinib seem to have a very important role in the treatment. And when you combine these drugs with intensive chemotherapy, it seems that you make a real difference. And especially in patients who are older or older adults, you can simply combine dasatinib or other tyrosine kinase inhibitors with steroids or steroids and vincristine and get many of these people, a large majority of them, into remission. And they tend to stay in remission for a long period of time. So I think the advent of tyrosine kinase inhibitors for Philadelphia chromosome positive patients, the intensification of upfront approaches that are inspired by pediatric approaches have likely led to improvements in ALL.